Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden, and we're going to be using both the red hymnal and the blue soft cover with one voice hymnal. We're going to be using both of those books tonight, and Vespers tonight is being led by Stephanie Carpenter. And two other notes, our Vespers service will end tonight with a farewell blessing for Janine Smith, who has been the business manager at Holden, a long-term staff member here, and she'll be leaving us tomorrow. And so our service will end with her goodbye and farewell blessing. And then Hans Peterson will be having a concert starting at 8:30, and that will be here in the VC at 8:30.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Stephanie Carpenter. My husband Chuck and I are directors at Holden Village. And I will be leading worship this evening. And we are going to start with hymn number 710 in the Cranberry Red Hymnal. 710. And I especially want you to pay attention to the second stanza of this hymn as we're singing. So let us begin worship with a hymn.
Thank you.
A reading from Ephesians. The gifts we gave were that some would be, the gifts he gave, sorry, were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro, blown about by every wind or doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. I'm just going to lift up the phrase, joined and knitted together. And then I have a reading from Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Oh, where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me becomes night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. And I will lift up, you knit me together in my mother's womb. So you may have noticed our space has been slightly altered this evening. Hanging around the balcony railing are some of the 50 quilts that are coming in as we celebrate Holden Village's 50th anniversary of this ministry. It was a goal set out to the Holden community to see if we can have 50 new quilts made, and we have surpassed that by far. These are the ones that are on site right now. There are more in progress and more arriving. So this is sort of a sneak preview of the whole. And at some time later in the summer, we will have a special blessing for them in Holden style, I'm sure. But tonight, we get to taste a little bit about this beautiful work that was happening even outside of this valley as we remembered our 50 years. About 2 years ago, there was a young woman who came to Holden Village as the creative resource resident. Holden has a program where artistic people can come here for a month and share their project that they are working on. Well, I guess it's twofold. They come to work on a project, and then they share it with the community. And Tara was here. She was an artist working in acrylic paints. And she had several pieces that she was trying to complete while she was here. And her philosophy behind her calling to be a painter in life was that she really resonated with God the Creator, that God created, and that God created us in the image of God. And therefore, she made the connection that if God created us in the image of God and God is a creator, then we must have a calling inside of us to create as well. And she found that calling through paint. I would say there's several people whose work in here has found that calling through creating quilts, and they are beautiful. And it's part of the mystery of Holden, how it works and how it changes us, that it was a long time ago that Tara was here. And yet, 2 years later, that little bit of a discussion that I had with her has become a patch in my life that I have quilted in, and it has shaped a little bit about who I am and thoughts as I journey on. And I like to think of God, when we talk of God being a creator, that God too can be the great knitter, the great weaver, the great quilter is the one we might focus on tonight. And I love quilts. I'm a little bit crazy about quilts, you might say. I grew up sleeping under many quilts. The whole, you know, grandma's feather bed was a very realistic image for me. Three cousins, and we all ended up in the middle by the morning because the springs were very... And three or four quilts because it was cold upstairs on the little farmhouse. Both of my grandparents have always given quilts as gifts, which are very special to our family. Even in our wedding, we had a guest book, but we also had scraps of fabric that people signed their names onto to become a quilt that would remind us of our wedding. And there's a special quilt that has landed in Chalet 6. This is a quilt, it's semi-displayed here, that when life is balanced for me, I sit under every morning. I wake up early and I like to do morning devotions and time for prayer before the day gets really busy. And often it's very cold. And so this quilt has found its way, this one on the far end, into Chalet 6. And it's a pretty, I don't know how it got there, but one day I actually looked at it because for a while it was just a quilt. And then I started looking and it's a pretty special quilt. It was made about 23 years ago by the women, if I can find the corner. Should have set that corner out, huh? It doesn't exist. There it is. It's made by the women of the ELCA Northwest Washington Synod, October of 1989, in convention in Warm Beach, Washington. Was anybody there? Ah, shucks. I thought maybe. It looks like everybody did a certain quilt square, and then they put them all together. So, and they're all very creative. Some have crosses. Some have birds. Some have a picture of their church or people worshiping, or a doily, or hearts. It's pretty incredible. They all came together. I feel better. As director at Holden Village, sometimes this job is a little daunting. And in the morning when I wake up and I'm sitting there, I enjoy the thought of all the loving hands that went into this and the cloud of witnesses that do surround this ministry and all of us as we journey in our faith. So this is a special quilt. There is, and why do I like quilts? I think it's because there's a whole bunch of pieces that are coming together to make this whole thing. And no scrap is unworthy. Every scrap can fit into a quilt. It adds to the whole. Every piece adds to the whole. And I love lots of colors. I think it's mainly because I cannot decide which color I like, so I like to use them all. And I especially like crazy quilts, and this is a crazy quilt, which is displayed up here. That's what it is called. I think I like crazy mainly because I am crazy. This quilt is a special quilt in our family. It's a quilt from Chuck's grandmother, Grandma Jack. And we do not know why we called her Grandma Jack, because we forgot to ask her before she left. But Grandma Jack made this quilt, and it's pretty intricate. All different shapes and sizes, and every little piece is stitched around. It is a wonder to me how much time that must have taken. It's also a crazy quilt, because this quilt is 100% polyester, and it was made from pieces of clothing which Chuck remembers his grandmother wearing. And it is crazy to think of women from that area wearing that fabric, but it is true, it happened. And when we think about quilts, many quilts these days are made from a place of bounty in life. We can go into a fabric store, we can pick out the colors and the pieces of fabric that we want to use, and that makes beautiful quilts, and many of these look like they were made that way, but quilts can also be made from a place of poverty. They are made from pieces of fabric, clothing that are no longer useful, and these little scraps of fabric are given new birth in something that turns into comfort and warmth. And then I get a little, something happens to me. I always compare life to things, and I know some people don't like that, but I do. And so what if we think about quilts representing certain things? What if we think about a life quilt? What if you think about your life in a form of a quilt that has been pieced together over your entire life? What colors would be there? What textures? What shapes? I like that thought. And the joy of a quilt is that even those really difficult times in life that have a certain color are part of that whole beauty, which is sometimes hard to grasp. Sometimes I think, as we journey through life, we tend to focus on a certain piece, and then we get stuck there. For example, I see sort of a blotch of purple down there. If that was a very dark time in my life, for example, the death of my father, if I just stared at that all the time, I wouldn't see the whole. It's a beautiful piece of life. It's part of the life. Oftentimes, when we have things happen, we're encouraged to find closure. We're encouraged to sort of tighten it up and get it out of there. It's bugging you. It's not something you want to carry around. But if you think of it in a quilting way, that's not really possible. Just put it into perspective. Get it in there, quilt it, but don't just stare at the piece. Back up and look at the whole. Let's see. On that thought, too, there's an interesting idea how I see it in the Seattle papers, celebration of life when people pass away. And I find it interesting that it seems like we are being asked to skip over the grief because we want to jump right to the celebrating. And I say, quilt it, man, you know. Grieve first, get all the colors of grief, and then add the colors of celebration. It really is all part of that journey of losing a loved one. What if we had a faith journey quilt? What would your quilt look like that would represent your faith journey? What colors would they be? What textures would they be? What peace would represent that one time that you went to church and something happened at church that just made you feel absolutely positive that you were never going to come back, that your faith journey was done, you are not going to come back to this church. What color would that peace be? What color would the peace be for the mentor that you've had numerous conversations with about faith, who has been a guide in your life? What about a quilt? What if we took this body of people and we freeze-framed it right now and we made a quilt? That is pretty. I like it. And that every day at Holden is a different quilt. And it's incredible what kind of variety we have up here, what kind of people that come, what people bring with them to this valley. It's pretty when we all are together and called together each evening to worship. And I guess I like quilts because they're righteous. Isn't that a good religious word? Aren't we all supposed to kind of be righteous? I want to tell you a little story. Righteous, all parts working together. Dan Erlander, some of you know who Dan is. He's written a few books that many folks use. He's a retired theologian and pastor. He comes here often. He's one of the Holden saints. Dan tells the story about the word righteous. He was in, I believe, South Africa, and he had a rental car, and the car was not working properly, and he had to go into a mechanic and have the car fixed. And the mechanic, oh no, he wasn't in Africa. He was somewhere where they speak Hebrew. That would be not Africa. But why I remember is because the man, after he fixed the engine, he started it up, and they were standing over the hood, or over the raised hood of the car, and listening to the car run. And the mechanic used the word righteous at that moment. And for Dan, he explains, oh, what a great way to understand that word. How when everything is working together, the whole just hums nicely and works well. And I think quilts are like that. And I believe that we are called as Christians to be in relationship. We are called to be in relationship with God, and we are called to be in relationship with each other. And that is many pieces of fabric, not just one. And when we look at our faith journey through the cross of Jesus, I would love to be able to stand up here and totally connect quilts to the theology of the cross, because that would be a cool thing for the director of Holden to do, but I can't do that. It's really tough. The more and more I search and try to understand, the more and more I find my failings, and I find God's mystery beyond what I can wrap my mind around. But I know when I look, when I try and look through that cross that is a part of our faith in Jesus, that I see things in a certain way. I see that no amount of work is going to earn my way into God's realm. And I wonder, what does God want us to be? And the answer to me is in that question. God wants us to be our broken selves. To be means to be, and life is full of all kinds of colorful and different shaped pieces of joy and sorrow, times of hunger, times of feasting, times of conflict, times of peace. I see that God has gone to the ends of the earth, all the way to the cross, to death, to resurrection. That this cross, this shameful, horrible death by crucifixion, representing that death by crucifixion, for us has become a symbol of new life, of new birth. and that Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another as we love ourselves. And the opposite is true. Sometimes I have to remind Lutherans or people that are battling depression that to love yourself like you love your neighbors, it has to go two ways, because God created you and loves you. And that is a relationship. Those are pieces being sewn together when we love each other like we love ourselves. I think about symbols of the cross. The symbol of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The symbol that is on our, etched on our forehead at baptism, which means newness through that water of baptism, a new beginning. Kind of like those quilts that are made out of pieces of old and worn out fabric suddenly becoming new. I know that the church is not a building. I know that the church is a body of people. Lots of different pieces working together. Going back to our scripture, that gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building of the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith. All those pieces being stitched together in one united piece of beautiful creation. And then, can we get away from God? I like Psalm 139, at least this part of it. We cannot get away from God. Where can you go? Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I go to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle as farthest limits of the sea, you are there. All those stitches, no matter how far we run or try to go away, are still holding us together into this body. And as we look, we are admiring these beautiful quilts over the past 50 years, representing the past 50 years of hands that have worked in this village, it's a celebration time. It's time to celebrate the faithfulness of God's work in this little valley that has stirred up faithful leaders and volunteers and guests who all have been a part of this ministry, and all have added their colorful strand, their unique piece of fabric, to this incredibly beautiful 50-year wide, deep, long weaving or quilt. It's a beautiful sight. And it's continuously being renewed, new pieces of fabric added day after day after day. And these pieces of fabrics are continuing. These strands are venturing all over the world, too. They come to this valley and, woo, they take a piece of the quilt out into the world. And they start patching it up with more pieces out into the world. And this is a wonderful thing. And I thank God for each one of you and the part that you have played. Let us pray. Grant, O God, that we may never come to the end of any day without speaking to you and without listening to you speaking to us. Help us to continue to long for understanding of your mysterious ways, a longing that will keep us creating as we journey together. Grant us grace to mend, weave our varied gifts together, knit our lives as they are spun on your loom of time. Till our thread of life is run. O great weaver of our fabric, bind church and world in one, and dye our texture with your radiance, and light our colors with your sun. Amen. And we will close this evening with a hymn from With One Voice, the Blue Hymnal. It is the hymn number 748. It is Bind Us Together, and we're going to just take the liberty of altering it slightly. So, first verse, bind us together with cords, or the first refrain, bind us together with cords, then we'll sing verse 1, and then what does it say? Weave us together with strands, and then we sing verse 2, and then we will say quilt us together with threads, and that will be, we'll let Hans lead us to the end. So let us sing hymn number 748, and let's stand. Give us a little exercise here.
My name is Rob McNair. I work in the staffing office here at Holden. And tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to a friend with whom we have shared life together in this place. We say goodbye to Janine Smith, who has served as Holden's business manager for the past 2.5 years. We will say a blessing and then invite you to join us as we conclude with the sung version of the Holden Prayer of Good Courage, which I know many of you found as you came in on the front table, but I think some of you maybe didn't get a chance to get one of these. We ran out. So if we can just kind of look around and make sure they get kind of spread out. If we can share those, that would be great. Thank you. So Janine, I'll invite you to come forward at this time.